Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police are investigating at least three fake court orders with racist threats mailed to ethnic restaurants in Evanston.
Cook County Chief Judge Timothy Evans condemns the letters, saying they're highly offensive and falsely claiming to be from current or retired circuit court judges. Evanston police say three letters listing the Skokie Courthouse as the return address made racist and homophobic comments and threatened gang action if the recipients didn't close their restaurants. Sergeant Ken Carter says the letters that are dated September 14th and arrived at Ovo Frito Cafe, Kabul House, and Mount Everest on different days this week are believed to be related, and more are out there. In Evanston, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An ordinance regulating assault weapons in Deerfield is now before the Illinois Supreme Court.
The ordinance was approved by the Deerfield Village Board more than 3 years ago, sparking a series of lower court rulings and appeals. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments from attorneys representing the village, a Deerfield gun owner, and gun ownership rights groups. The chief point of contention is whether the measure is a completely new law or an amended version of an earlier statute and how that would affect ownership, use, and storage of assault weapons. No word on when the Supreme Court might rule. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The second day of the Naperville Music Festival, scheduled for this weekend, has been postponed until next year. The Naperville Sun says organizers made the decision after evaluating ticket sales for the day-long Sunday show. They say tickets for the Sunday performance, which featured the Village People and the Pointer Sisters, among others, will be refunded. With autumn officially underway, the city's turning its sights to fall and holiday cultural programming. The mayor's office says community Halloween events will return citywide. And four new art exhibitions will open at the Chicago Cultural Center. Meanwhile, the city is also making plans for the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Millennium Park. Chicago's public health commissioner, hopeful the city can keep COVID in check through the fall and into the winter. But as WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports, there is concern another pandemic wave could occur if people are not responsible.
Dr. Allison Arwady says it would be prudent for the city to be ready for another surge in cases of the coronavirus. But she says the city's short-term outlook appears promising.
The vaccine has changed the conversation around COVID. Before the vaccine, those huge spikes that we were seeing, I don't anticipate seeing those again unless we see the virus mutate to a point where the vaccine is not effective. But assuming that happens, the more we can get people vaccinated, the better off we're going to be.
The state of Illinois reports 39 more deaths due to COVID, edging the state's total COVID deaths towards the 25,000 mark. As of Tuesday, there were nearly 500 COVID patients in ICUs, with more than half of them on ventilators. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A leading surgeon at Sherman Hospital in Elgin wants the city to intervene after the facility cut ties with a staffing agency. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
Dr. Tom Stanley, the vice chair of surgery at the hospital, said he wanted to clear up some rumors. He said during a meeting of the Elgin City Council, there are now no anesthesiologists on staff.
Sherman leadership contracted with a staffing agency that doesn't have any anesthesiologists that can come to Sherman licensed in the state of Illinois. So it's a little bit crazy.
He said anesthesiologists who were kicked out, in his words, are willing to come back, but they cannot under the new contract.
Sherman normally does close to 2,000 cases a month, and this month we are on track to do less than 200. That's more than a 90% reduction in capacity. Now we're being told that it's probably going to take 9 to 12 months before we are able to be at the same capacity that we were back in August.
He said the hospital is broken. That's the latest.
There's continuing opposition to a plan to open a drug treatment facility in suburban Chicago.
The Itasca Plan Commission is recommending that the village board deny the plan by the Chicago-based nonprofit Haymarket Center to turn a former hotel on Irving Park Road into an inpatient substance abuse treatment center. Haymarket owns the building. Dr. Dan Lustig, president and CEO of Haymarket Center, says the vote follows dozens of public hearings.
I don't think you can go back in Itasca's history or other villages' history and see zoning here that go for 30, over 30 hearings.
The Plan Commission chairman says there's a need for a drug treatment center in DuPage County, but village officials were concerned about the impact on local ambulance service. Dr. Lustig says Haymarket reached a contract with the private ambulance service to handle calls. The village board has the final say, and a vote on the proposal has not been announced. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.